ABC Radio Australia.
Internet consumers in Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands are plagued by high prices, slow speeds, buffering and dropouts, but they could relatively soon see the price drop and the quality improve after the signing of an MOU to build what's going to be called the Coral Sea Cable System. The Australian government will fund the majority of the $136 million cable that will link Port Moresby and Honiara to Sydney, replacing technology that experts say is well past its use-by date, as Bill Bainbridge reports.
Prime Ministers, Your Excellencies, Ministers, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. One signing ceremony. The document to be signed today is the Memorandum of Understanding between the Government of Australia.
The Prime Ministers of Australia, Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands posed for the cameras but said little as they signed the Memorandum of Understanding. The 4,000-kilometre cable will link Solomon Islands, PNG and Australia, boosting international connectivity and bringing new high-speed connections. Former Digicel executive Andrew Kiddu says PNG is currently serviced by two international cables, one of which has reached its use-by date and another which is very expensive to access.
Data in PNG is between 10 to 15 times more expensive than it is in Australia.
Aside from the cost, the speeds are slow and outside the capital, Port Moresby, the difficult terrain, poor infrastructure and high cost of electricity means few people have internet access at all.
It's just very hard to get to customers, very expensive rolling out networks in PNG. A lot of networks, and that's not just Digicel, that's Telecom and T-Mobile and others as well, they're not on the grid. They rely completely on generators, which obviously are very expensive because they run on fuel, which is expensive in PNG.
It's a similar situation in Solomon Islands, where the country relies on expensive satellite services for international coverage, services that can virtually disappear every time it rains. Keir Preedy is the CEO of the Solomon Islands Submarine Cable Company.
Satellite systems, because they were inherently more expensive, generally they can't afford to buy enough bandwidth. So there's kind of suppressed demand, and that makes the performance bad as well. So most people experience pretty congested internet.
The cable will improve that experience, not just in Honiara, but also in Malaita, Choiseul and Western provinces, which will be connected by cables of their own.
The cable will offer the providers in the Solomon Islands access to much bigger pipes that are more affordable to them, and I hope considerably more affordable to them than satellite services they have today. So you'd expect that people should experience a generally faster, better, lower latency, more reliable, non-weather-dependent internet service.
The World Bank says improved connectivity could turbo-boost Pacific economies, suggesting it could translate into a $6.5 billion boost to GDP and create nearly 300,000 additional jobs by 2040. Andrew Kiddu says it's not just big business that will benefit.
There's people who live hours and hours down the coast of Port Moresby, and they call in asking what kind of fish can we bring into Moresby now? What's the pricing like? So they know before they leave the village what to expect and maybe how much they should take.
And Keir Preedy points out better internet will bring more than just economic benefits.
There's also, with some of these things, there's great social benefits that come as well. Things like, you know, the ratio of doctors to people in the Solomon is very low by the standards we used to. So the possibility of being able to use telemedicine or telemedicine type applications to extend healthcare further actually could have tremendous short-term social benefit. And, of course, the big one is education. You know, if you can get more schools hooked up to the internet and get access to those resources, you improve literacy, you improve the whole teaching experience.
That's Keir Preedy, CEO of the Solomon Islands Submarine Cable Company, ending that report from Bill Bainbridge.